Hello. You know who this is, Jillian? This is Sleepy Joe. Mm-hmm. You know why they call me Sleepy? That's right, because I always take them afternoon naps. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jillian, you know, well, I just want to talk to you about mine and your mama and your daddy. You know, Jillian's where mine's the mama and the daddy. They gets a whole lot more to life than chillin's where this a day. Mm-hmm. Take chillin's where mine, the mama and daddy, and they don't ever get in no trouble. They're always happy. And they have things to play with, too, that the other chillin's don't have. Because the mama and daddy pre-says it when you minds them. Mm-hmm. And they shows their pre-saying by buying you little toys and things. So make sure you mind your mom and daddy, chillin'. Hmm? Oh, and now how about some music? Just listen to this. How was that music, chillin'? You did like it? Oh, I'm happy to hear that. Mm-hmm, I sure is. And I hope you like the story that old Sleepy got for you today. And this one is called Brer Fox's Toothache. Mm-hmm. Brer Fox's Toothache. See, Brer Rabbit was invited to Brer Fox's birthday dinner. And even though his mama told him not to go, Brer Rabbit slipped away from home and went anyway. Because if there was one thing that Brer Rabbit liked, it was birthday parties. And he was just crazy about birthday parties. Because he loved to be with lots of other children and play games and win prizes. But when he knocked on Brer Fox's door, he was in for a big disappointment. He sure was.
Brer Fox! Oh, Brer Fox, here I is, all ready for the birthday party.
Well, Brer Rabbit, come on in. Welcome. Glad to see you.
Happy birthday, Brer Fox. Yeah, yeah, a pound of fudge candy for a birthday present for you. Made the candy myself, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Brer Rabbit, thank you. Yeah, nice, sure is. Anything I love is candy, especially fudge candy. Got butter in it.
I know you didn't care nothing about carrots. That's how come I made the candy for you. You don't like carrots, do you?
Oh, no, no, I don't care about carrots. Come on in here, Brer Rabbit, back here.
Oh, sure. Uh-oh. Where's all the rest of the chillin'?
There ain't no other chillens, Brer Rabbit.
You mean that I don't know chillens were invited to the birthday party, Brer Fox?
That's right, Brer Rabbit. Just you and me.
You and me?
Yeah.
All by lonesome?
You won't be lonesome long, Brer Rabbit.
I wear the birthday cake and the ice cream and all that and the little flavors and things.
There ain't gonna be no ice cream and cake at this party, Brer Rabbit.
None at all?
None at all.
No favors either?
No. In fact, this ain't a birthday party at all. This is a birthday supper.
Supper?
Supper, yeah. And you are the only one invited, Brer Rabbit. And the door is locked.
Wonderful people. Why is I the only one we invited, Brer Fox?
Because you is going to be the supper, Brer Rabbit.
Uh-oh.
I ain't such wonderful people after all, is
it? You sure ain't. Oh, what else I gonna do? What else I gonna do? Oh, if I only had a minded my mama and stayed home.
Too late to weep now, Brer Rabbit. I got the water boiling on the stove. As soon as I eat this pound of fudge candy, into the pot you go.
Well, chillin'. Old Brer Fox, sit down and eat that whole pound of fudge candy without so much as giving Brer Rabbit one single piece. Guess he didn't want none nohow, knowing as how he gonna be cooked in just a few minutes. Poor little fella. He's standing there in front of Brer Fox, a shaking and a shivering.
Oh, that good candy. Fine. Nice fudge. There, now, Brer Rabbit, into the pot you go.
Oh, me?
My tooth. Oh, that tooth hurt me. Oh, right there. Oh, my, that tooth is killing me. Oh, I thought I'd eat all that candy. Candy always do that to me. Too much candy ain't good for nobody. Oh, I can't stand the pain. It's terrible. That tooth is throbbing and throbbing and throbbing and throbbing. Oh. Oh, Br'er Rabbit. Br'er Rabbit.
Yeah, Br'er Fox, what is it?
Get the dentist for me. Hurry, Br'er Rabbit. I gotta have a dentist. Hurry.
Unlock the door, Br'er Fox.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Now run, Br'er Rabbit. Run as fast as you can.
I sure will, Br'er Fox, but not for the dentist. I'm going back to the briar patch with my mammy and my pappy, and I'm going to stay there from now on. So long.
And away Br'er Rabbit hippy-hop back to the day old briar patch, leaving old Br'er Fox to treat his tooth as best he can. So you see, children, it don't never do no harm to give presents, even though you give them to your enemies. Oh, and now, children, how about some music, Is y'all ready? Yes? And just sit back and listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin's like. Songs and stories and music. Oh, and riddles. You remember the riddle I left with you from the last sitting? What is it? You can't blow it. It helps you in the tight places, but never helps you out. Could you get it? That's right, a shoehorn. Sure. Oh, and here's a riddle for the next sitting. Listen to this. When is a cat, but still not a cat? When is a cat, but still not a cat? See, can you get that one by the next sitting? Oh, and now for old Sleepy say bye-bye. Here's a thought that he want to leave with his children. When the wind blows and we shall have snows, what'll poor Robin do then? He'll fly to the barn and keep himself warm and hide his head under his wing. Now to the next sitting. Bye-bye, Sheila. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.